This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Four members of the Chinese military have been charged with hacking into the credit reporting agency Equifax and getting personal information for nearly half of all Americans back in 2017. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Attorney General William Barr says China is consistently stealing from the U.S., whether it's technology, trade secrets, or something else.
For years, we have witnessed China's voracious appetite for the personal data of Americans.
The hackers are part of the People's Liberation Army, an arm of the Chinese military. FBI Deputy Director David Bowditch acknowledges there's little chance of them coming to the U.S. for trial.
But one day, these criminals will slip up, and when they do, we'll be there.
The hackers got names, birth dates, and social security numbers of nearly 150 million Americans and driver's licenses of about 10 million. I'm Julie Walker.
The coronavirus death toll in China has hit an unhappy milestone, topping 1,000 after the center of the outbreak, Hubei Province, reported another 103 deaths on Monday. Chinese officials say there are now nearly 43,000 confirmed cases across the country. President Xi Jinping visited coronavirus patients at a Beijing hospital Monday and called for more decisive measures to contain the outbreak. The head of the World Health Organization said Monday the spread of coronavirus between people who had no history of travel to China could be the spark that becomes a bigger fire. He noted that recently experts have seen transmission of the virus from people with no travel history to China. Britain declared the virus a serious and imminent threat to public health after reporting four new cases Monday, bringing the number of confirmed British cases to eight. For more on this and other stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com. You can download our mobile app. This is VOA News.